In verses 40 through 45, we read of actions of a king of the north and a king of the south at the time of the end, verses 40. The end time identities of these nations are yet to be determined. The establishment of the modern nation of Israel in 1948 seems to be a key development that allows for the fulfillment of these end time verses. From the time of the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in AD 70 until 1948, there has been no Jewish nation. Now, with the Jewish nation once again existing in the Middle East, there is a relevant to identifying major world governments as a king of the north and the king of the south in reference to Jewish people living in Jerusalem. Daniel 11 continues with events that are yet to come that will rock the world and be part of the terrifying events just before Jesus Christ's return. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom and Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. Daniel 11:40-41. This endgame king of the north, likely a revival of the Roman Empire, will successfully counterattack the king of the south. Verses 41 through 43 show that he will enter the Holy Land and again power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. This all will lead to an unprecedented time of trouble. Daniel 12:1, also known as the Great Tribulation.